Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Wow. How about that?
That's all right. We got bumper music.
You team. Got your own jingle? How did this come about?
Oh, I made that with AI.
Oh, gosh. Of course. So what is the prompt you stick into AI to get your own jingle?
I said I wanted to create a Greg Swan Explains the Internet retro radio style jingle, and then it made a 14-minute song. And then I said, no, not like that. And then I had to buy more credits.
Sure.
And then I reran it approximately 35 times to get to something that was...
So what did this cost?
It was probably $20.
It's pretty cheap.
I still have 2,000 credits. So if you would like your own jingle, if WCCO Radio would like to hire me...
To use AI
to make terrible... jingles. I can do it.
Crazy.
I can do it.
Crazy. That's pretty impressive. Like when people are trying to figure out what do they want to do with AI, how can AI make my life better?
Yeah.
Think about having your own jingle for your party or something. You
sure.
Know?
So I use Suno.com and they're not sponsoring us. Not yet.
Not yet.
And it's pretty straightforward. And if you pay for it, theoretically, they're covering your licensing fees, so we can use it places like on the radio or in a podcast.
Did you see this story, this report today about AI learning to escape human control? There are a number of stories like that have been coming up, but the Wall Street Journal had an op-ed talking about this AI model sort of taking over.
I've seen a handful of stories around that idea or ones where they're blackmailing their programmers if they're not obeying certain things.
Which sounds like that's pretty good, like good work AI, doesn't it?
It's a little far-fetched. It triggers some of our sci-fi scaredness around AI, but there are some things that AI will probably disrupt sooner than later, and that the first one's probably your password.
Oh.
So I want to ask you, Jason, have you ever gotten one of those errors when you go to put a password down on a website and it says, oh, that password's been used in a leak?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I have.
And then what do? Do you go ahead and use it or do you make a new password?
It depends on the website.
Sure.
But I am still using, not as much, I've sort of phased it out. But like when I run the Google password manager check, it'll say like 293 of your passwords.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Some sort of old restaurant that you haven't used forever or something.
Mostly like I used to have a low security password and a higher security password. And I still sort of have that. But most passwords, yeah. So if I could just have AI figure it out, that'd be amazing.
Well, if you think about that, the nature of a password, like the origins of that would be combination locks right on a safe and that sort of thing. And now with AI that it's incredibly fallible. They're going to be able to be hacked unlike ever before. Oh, and in fact, with AI increasingly creating videos and content that looks real, there is a sense of, if you are communicating on the internet, how will you prove that you're a real person? And that is a real challenge for us. And there's a couple solutions that are coming onto the market right
you
now.
You recently had your eyeballs scanned.
I did.
Is this going to be common for us, you think?
This could be one solution to proving that you're human, which is that you go to a place. And in this case, I was in Los Angeles, in West Hollywood, at World's flagship. It's a company called World. And I looked at an iris scanner and these 12,000 data points to scan my iris, and then stored who I am in the blockchain in a way that I can access it and log into websites with it.
Wow. This is, in Time Magazine wrote about this, calling it the identity internet, right?
Yeah. So this is the cover of Time this month. And this idea of the identity, how do you prove that you are you?
It's interesting.
And this,
I think about it because, like, not all of my value, but much of my value is that people trust that the content that comes from me is really from me. Mm-hmm. That when they see my image or hear my voice, that's me. And not very soon, probably now, you could easily recreate my voice, my image, my persona.
Absolutely. So deepfake is the word we use for that. We've talked about that in previous segments. And also, there's other companies that are innovating around this, but this specific World Orb product, they have early partners with Visa, which makes sense because that's your money.
Sure.
And the second is Match Group, which is Tinder.
Huh.
So think about the places that you want to prove you're a real person when you're dating. You're trying to find that potential partner
with a verified check in some way.
Absolutely.
There would be value to that, right? If you were single, to tell other people that I am this profile is real. I am real.
Yep. So these are in right now: Austin, Atlanta, L.A., Miami, Nashville, San Francisco. But they plan 7,500 of these orbs. They're thinking gas stations, bodegas. They're thinking these are going to be everywhere.
Huh.
I think that it's hardware that is reached. Like, we're not ready for it yet. We don't need it yet. Also, there's a lot of concern about, like, who did I actually give my eyeball scans to?
Well, right.
I've second guessed having my DNA sent away to one of those websites where they tell you your family.
Yeah.
Is this something I will second guess? Maybe. And also, I think that there will be many different solutions to us proving that we're human in the long-term future. In the short-term future, this is one. Here's one more interesting thing about the history of this company. Guess who runs it? Sam Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, ChatGPT.
Huh.
And there's some interesting tension there, because that guy oversees a company that is arguably breaking our perception of what's real, and also has another company that will sell you the solution.
Smart. He's a smart business guy, right? Interesting.
We will see.
The Orb Will See You Now is the story. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now on the WCCO Radio YouTube channel, you can see kind of what this orb looked like. Did you get verified, by the way?
I did it verify me the first time because I was too busy taking selfies and capturing content, and so it errored out. And then I finally settled down and looked in the iris scanner, and then I said, how many people are coming in here? It's right on Melrose Place in West Hollywood. How many people have you done a day? And I said, 10? And they said, oh, way more than 10. And I said, 100? And they said, oh, no, not 100. And I said, 20? And they said, yeah, about 20 people. 20 people a day doesn't seem like that much. They've scanned about 1 million people globally. And again, I'm not sure that this is the solution. Microsoft's working on something with Entra and LinkedIn. There's something called the Humanity Protocol. There are people way smarter than you and I who are working out how we're going to prove we are who we are, other than a social security card that's a piece of paper, an ID that maybe has a star so you can fly, and a facial recognition program that in the future could easily be hacked.
Huh. And you think about, like, I don't know, you and I probably sign so many contracts now with a goofy looking rendition of our signature. Mm-hmm. To have another layer of understanding that I am really dealing with who I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Man, who would have thought this would be such an important thing?
And I think that
it could be.
There's a scary element to this of, like, well, what if, you know, who owns my data? Can I get it back? What if it's misused? And then Now, not only can I not prove I'm human, but someone else can prove they're me. Also, you could say that about lots of technology. We literally see that with credit reports,
true,
people registering credit cards under other people's names. This is not a new problem. This is a new solution to an old problem.
And then you wonder sort of how this ties into digital currency. I mean, if we move, and certainly some of our listeners are already in the Bitcoin digital currency sort of space, but if that becomes more widespread, then having some sort of identity verification becomes even more significant, I would think.
Absolutely. So yeah. For those users who have an Apple phone, you're used to using your face to unlock it.
Yep.
This basically, sure, this has an app that scans my face. It then syncs it with my scan on the blockchain, verifies that it's real, and then I could use that for many things, including monetary transactions.
Pretty cool. Interesting. Good stuff. All right. Stand by, because in just a minute, we're going to talk about Mr. Beast. There's a certain age group that I think knows everything about Mr. Beast. And there is another age group that I think is still sort of like in the dark. You guys have no idea how big Mr. Beast is. He's on YouTube. We have a few fewer subscribers than Mr. Beast on the WCCO Radio YouTube account. Today is your day to fix it. Go to YouTube, type in WCCO Radio, click subscribe, and then we're well on the way to being the next, well, we're not well on the way, then we're on the way towards something. Mr. Beast, we'll talk about him when we come back on Greg Swan Explains the Internet, and maybe we'll hear the song one more time too.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Man, beautiful.
Wow.
I think this is really going to catch on.
I think it could be the next thing. I'm going to retire. Make radio jingles.
Maybe Mr. Beast needs a jingle.
A lot of people don't know who Mr. Beast is. You've heard, maybe you heard kids talk about him. But I want to start with when you were a young person, Jason. Who were the celebrities, who were the influencers in your life that you cared about?
For me, I was a big game show guy. Mm-hmm. So, like, if none of these guys ever did any sort of ads, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah. Like, I mean, I love The Price is Right. I love, mm-hmm, like, Peter Tamarkin on Press Your Luck was, like, the edgy game show host. Mm-hmm. Sports hero. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, so Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan was probably the biggest influence.
That's a good one. Bo Jackson would be one, yep, who dipped into advertising and influence. Maybe I think about Mr. T lunchboxes or WWF.
I had some
stars,
Mr. T stuff,
right?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
And so, what's different about the celebrities and influencers of our generation back then is that you couldn't go directly follow them, and they couldn't publish content and go straight to you. It had to go through someone else.
Right.
And so this YouTube phenomenon that has been growing and growing and growing, and actually for years now we've said, if you ask a kid what they want to be when they grow up, they don't say astronaut. They say, I want to be a YouTuber. So who's one of the biggest YouTubers in the world? It's Mr. Beast. And this Monday, he hit 400 million subscribers, which means, of course, he's way more famous than Tom Cruise. More famous than maybe even Beyonce for a certain generation. But he's not just making videos. He is selling candy bars called Feastables. He has a new deal with our local hometown Jack Links doing meat sticks. He has a massive show on Amazon Prime. And, you know, some of his games, like the, or some of his videos, like, so he'd read it a Squid Games video. It had 100 million views on it within just a few days. And for context, Super Bowl 2023 had 113 million viewers. So he's pulling, in one video, he's pulling more viewers than the Super Bowl.
It's crazy. What is it about Mr. Beast, you think, that, because there are so many content creators, but he did things differently.
He did. The video that really broke him out was him counting to 100,000 one at a time. And since then, he has videos like 7 days stranded in a cave, I survived the five deadliest places on earth. He does a lot of game show adjacent challenges that are accessible. And also, we really study him from an advertising perspective, because he famously will make the thumbnail of the video before he'll make the video. He wants to test out what's the quick get thing before he makes the content to be shared.
It's pretty amazing. You're like, counting to 100,000 is... And if you're watching us right now, I'm streaming the video for you. But this was 8 years ago.
That was 8 years ago. And he's been grinding since. He famously doesn't have a lot of money because he's putting it back into his company. He had to ask his mom for a loan for to get married. And also, there's some complicated stuff here. Like, there's been some controversies about workplace conduct and how he treats some of these game show folks. Some folks on his team have made some mistakes. To be clear,
well, he's only 27. Like, you have to give him a little bit of grace, right?
So, and he has done things where he paid for like 1,000 people's cataract surgeries.
Yeah.
Just some really cool stuff if you're going to wield that kind of fame. But if you've had any kids in your life, anyone under the age of 15, they've probably asked for a Mr. Beast Feastables candy bar.
Yep.
And like, oh, yeah. I don't think Snickers saw him coming.
It's crazy. Will we see more of this, or is he a singular talent?
He has trained an entire generation of creators that YouTube is a place that you can create content and that you can earn attention. And he's someone to keep an eye on, whether you like him or hate him. He's changed the game for content creation.
So interesting. His business last year made $500 million or so?
Just a few.
Not bad. Not bad. All right, what else are you watching? Anything you're watching in the coming months, summertime?
I'm watching the Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa the Twins. Why don't we take the Tampa the Twins?
We should, yeah.
What a great idea. All right, Greg is going to get $20 from us for walking us into doing the Tampa the Twins, because I totally forgot. The Tampa the Twins right now after last night is looking pretty good. We were on lukewarm yesterday, but the Chef IQ Sense remote thermometer hooked up to my iPhone, and I have one hooked up right in the Twins. And that was a nice win last night. Dan, do you know the score of last night's game? Do you remember?
10-4.
10-4. They play again at 9 tonight.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.